Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Surrey. Here's the headline. Surrey is the most affluent commuter belt commercial property market in England. 16 principal towns ringing the M25. Deep occupier covenants from McLaren to the Defence Electronics Cluster, and a public auction map that is unusually thin and withdrawal heavy. The Surrey investment story is overwhelmingly a private market story. And the constraint is planning, not capital. Let me set the scene. Surrey wraps around the southern arc of the M25, with Guildford and Woking, about 137,000 and 105,000 people respectively, as the two largest urban centres. Below them sits an unusually deep bench of affluent towns. Epsom, Walton-on-Thames, Staines, Reggett, Camberley, Farnham, Esher, Banstead, Caterham, Oxted, Dorking, Leatherhead, Hasselmere, Cranleigh, and the small but commercially active Godstone at the M25 Junction 6 trade counter belt. The transport spine is unusually dense. The M25 forms the northern and eastern boundary. The A3 cuts southwest from London through Guildford and Hasselmere. The M3 runs west through Camberley and Frimley. South Western Railway feeds Waterloo from every major town in 25 to 45 minutes. And Heathrow proximity, accessible directly from Staines, Walton-on-Thames and Woking, adds an airport adjacent layer that very few English counties can match. The occupier base is what really sets Surrey apart. McLaren's headquarters and technology centre sit on the Woking Ring Road. The BAE Systems, Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin presence around Frimley and Camberley anchors a deep defence electronics and aerospace supply chain. The University of Surrey and the adjacent Surrey Research Park at Guildford support a 5G, satellite and AI cluster of national significance, and Royal Holloway at Egham anchors the northwestern end. Brooklyn's Business Park at Weybridge hosts an automotive heritage and aviation engineering footprint, with a professional services and wealth management spine. Reigate, Epsom, Esher, Banstead, layered over all of it. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of defence, automotive engineering, research park science, professional services and Heathrow adjacent logistics produces tenant covenants that lenders price comfortably, and that translates directly into how easy it is to finance a deal here. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,298 commercial-leaning transactions across the 16 principal Surrey towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside roughly 19,000 residential transactions. The county is structurally office-heavy by South East standards. 248 office-coded transactions against 109 retail and only 7 explicitly industrial. That ratio is unusual. It tells you Surrey is a knowledge economy commercial market wearing commuter belt clothes. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Guildford. Guildford is the largest commercial market in the county by transaction count. 462 recorded transactions over the rolling window, and the largest by population. It pairs a deep professional services and university-anchored office base with a strong prime retail pitch and a 5G, satellite and AI cluster around the Surrey Research Park. Median commercial transaction price sits at £400,000, with the upper quartile at £670,000, restrained by the breadth of the sample rather than any price ceiling. 49 office keyword transactions, 12 retail and 1 explicitly industrial print. Guildford is the deepest, most liquid commercial market in Surrey. Second, Woking. 450 transactions, almost neck and neck with Guildford. Woking is anchored by the McLaren headquarters, the Brooklands Business Park orbit, and a major town centre regeneration footprint that has progressively widened the occupier base. Median price £350,000. The auction print to remember here is 5A to 5 Days Manorway, an industrial unit that came to Acuitas on a passing rent of £92,000 a year and was withdrawn after auction. That withdrawal frames the lender-led re-rating of weaker secondary industrial. The broader Woking office market continues to attract structured lender appetite. Third, Epsom. 189 transactions. Epsom functions as the wealth management and discretionary retail capital of North Central Surrey, with a strong office base and a median price of £432,000. The auction print to remember is the car park at Waterloo Road, sold by Acuitas at £164,000. It's a small ticket, but it is the only Surrey auction lot in the rolling window with a clean public sale price. And it tells you specialist investor capital is still active on alternative asset stock in the affluent commuter belt. Worth a quick word on a few others. Farnham, 183 transactions, an upper quartile of £858,000, an unusually deep office stock for a market town its size. Camberley, 160 transactions, sitting at the centre of the Frimley and Camberley Defence Electronics cluster. The Mychit Place office lot in Camberley came to Acuitas on a passing rent of £480,000 a year, the largest income asset to surface in the county over the window, and sold prior to auction. Leatherhead carries the highest median in the county at £525,000, and the highest upper quartile at £1.1 million, reflecting tightly held prime office stock around the M25 Junction 9 corridor. And Godstone, 18 transactions, the smallest by volume, but as the M25 Junction 6 trade counter gateway, it produced the cleanest auction trades of the cycle. The two Ferrells Builders merchants lots at 44 to 46 High Street and Taylor's Hill, with passing rents of £280,000 and £220,000 respectively. One sold prior, one sold post. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Here's where I have to be honest with you. Surrey is not a high-frequency public auction market. 9 Acuitas lots have come through the rolling catalogue across the entire county. Of those 9, 3 sold, 1 sold post, 3 were withdrawn after auction and 2 were withdrawn prior. That is a withdrawal rate well above the national norm, and it is a defining feature of the Surrey market. Sellers in the affluent commuter belt continue to find off-market and private treaty routes acceptable, and assets that don't meet reserves simply don't trade through the public room. The practical consequence, direct yield disclosure across the Surrey set is thin. Only the Epsom car park carries a public sale price. The Camberley Mitchett Place office, the two Godstone Ferrells trade counter lots, and the Dorking Blackbrook House office at a passing rent of £206,000. These are useful directional reads, not hard yield benchmarks. The Dorking withdrawal in particular reflects the wider re-rating of secondary out-of-town office stock without a relet strategy. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product trades broadly in the 6-7.5% range, with the strongest stock in Woking, Guildford, Reigate and Leatherhead going tighter. Multi-let industrial in the M25, M3 and A3 corridor clears in line with the wider southeast. Special purpose company residential investment yields run gross in the 4.5-6.5% range across the affluent commuter towns, with HMO and student adjacent stock around the University of Surrey and Royal Holloway pushing higher. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been stabilisation rather than further repricing. Which brings us to lender appetite. Surrey is one of the best served counties in England for commercial mortgage finance. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, compete actively for prime owner occupier and well-let investment deals in the £1 to £20 million range, particularly along the A3 from Guildford through Woking, around Brooklands, and along the M25 ring at Leatherhead, Reigate and Staines. Pricing for the strongest sponsors tracks national benchmarks closely. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across special purpose company-owned mixed-use, secondary office, multi-let industrial and standing residential investment. That's the engine of the county's transaction flow. Specialist lenders, Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital, handle bridging, light development and refurbishment, particularly around the Guildford, Woking, Walton-on-Thames and Epsom value-add and conversion markets. The auction purchase route, where Surrey prints only 2 to 3 sold lots a year, is well served by bridging lenders. The Camberley, Godstone and Epsom sold lots are exactly the profile this segment funds. What to be cautious about? The Surrey Hills area of outstanding natural beauty, the AONB, covers a substantial slice of the southern half of the county through Dorking, Cranley, Hazemere and Farnham, and it materially constrains development viability and change of use. The Metropolitan Greenbelt covers most of the rest. Conservation area and listed building friction in Guildford, Farnham, Reigate, Dorking and Epsom adds further complexity. Lenders price this in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, that's loan-to-GDV, and longer program assumptions on development finance. Office sector exposure to short-walked secondary stock around the older business parks remains a watch point. Walk-to-walked, that's weighted average unexpired lease term. And the Dorking Blackbrook House withdrawal is illustrative. But the underlying occupier base is more resilient than in most comparable counties, thanks to the McLaren, Defence Electronics and Surrey Research Park anchors. Outlook, the 12-month picture for Surrey commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of steady activity built on unusually deep occupier covenants. Transaction volumes look set to stabilise around current levels rather than rebound or fall further. Yields appear to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing. Further widening looks unlikely outside weak covenant secondary office and discretionary retail pockets. What to watch? The McLaren and Brooklands automotive engineering footprint, where Guildford and Woking occupier demand continues to deepen. The Surrey Research Park 5G and satellite ecosystem. The Frimley and Camberley defence electronics supply chain, where BAE, Northrop and Lockheed expansion has structural momentum. The Heathrow-adjacent Staines and Walton-on-Thames logistics and hotel submarkets. And special-purpose company residential investment across Epsom, Reigate, Walton, Caterham and the wider commuter belt. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput. Surrey Hills, AONB and Metropolitan Greenbelt friction will keep development pipelines tighter than headline demand warrants, which perversely supports values on consented stock and underpins the county's appeal to long-hold investors. The constraint in Surrey is planning, it's not capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Surrey, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina, this has been your Q2 2026 briefing.